Hilary Tan is a composer whose creative output is inspired by nature. She grew up in the coal mining valleys of South Wales. She studied music at the University of Wales at Cardiff and then went to Southampton University to do graduate work. In 1972, she went to Princeton University as a visiting fellow and stayed on there to study composition and earn a doctorate. She has taught at Bard College and since 1992 has lived south of the Adirondacks in upstate New York, where she is the John Howard Payne Professor of Music at Union College in Schenectady. We'll hear Gardens of Anna Maria Luisa de' Medici. This homage to the Electress, who lived from 1667 to 1743, represents the outcome of a lively email exchange between Hilary Tan and Christian Meininger, the flutist of the Meininger Trio. The art connoisseur Anna Maria Luisa, the last of the Medicis, left numerous treasures to posterity in palaces and parks around Düsseldorf. The Uffizi Gallery collections in Florence are also beneficiaries of her largesse. She is intelligent, loves literature, and is very musical, was the enthusiastic assessment of Fauché, the French ambassador to the Florentine court. Anna Maria Luisa de' Medici left Florence to become the wife of the Palatine Elector, Johann Wilhelm II, in Germany. As Hilary Tan writes, the composition concentrates on a single facet of her very colorful life. Each of the three movements reveals her love of nature under cultivation. In one of her letters to Italy, for example, she wrote that she bedecked her bedroom with deep yellow tulips just to see something beautiful. That quotation inspired the first movement, which begins slowly and regally and blossoms at the end. The second movement reflects the pleasure she took in the park of the original Benroth Palace in Düsseldorf, one of her summer residencies. The quotation she liked from Tagore is now in display at the museum connected to the existing palace. Fools hurry, clever ones wait, wise ones walk in the garden. The inspiration for the third movement comes from the garden Anna Maria Luisa created at the Villa La Quieta in the vicinity of Florence in order to console herself after the death of her father. The villa is named after La Quieta che calma il vento, the quiet that calms the wind, a fresco which Giovanni da San Giovanni executed in its upper floor. It is about what gardens give to us. It is about stopping to smell the flowers. They are places of reflection and companionship.